Morning Edition continues. Along with Colin Jackson, I'm Lisa Autry. Kentucky lawmakers convene next Tuesday for the start of the 2020 legislative session in Frankfort. For State Representative Wilson Stone, it will be his last. After serving since 2009, the Allen County Democrat will retire at the end of his term in December. In this interview, he looked ahead to the 60-day session that he says will be dominated by writing a new state budget.
Every budget session I've been part of, we've been declining except the last one. And so we do have a little more money, and it's going to be very strategic as to how we spend that extra money. But I'm certainly looking forward to putting more money in public education, funding some of the things that we put in legislation with Senate Bill 1, House Bill 1 last session, but certainly getting public education closer to where it needs to be as we add safety and security to our schools.
You're a member of the Appropriations and Revenue Committee, so you're going to really have a hand in the budget-making process. With Governor Beshear promising across the board $2,000 raises for every teacher, where's that money coming from?
That's probably the most central question to A&R discussions right now is where we're going to get the amount of money. And I don't know, somebody told me they thought that amount of money was around $100 million. But I suspect that we could find it in lots of small places, but I'll be interested to see if we cut any major lines in the budget in order to add that money to public education. But I really think it'll be a collection of smaller pieces from all across the budget.
You are not seeking reelection. Your current term ends December 31st of this year. What are some of your accomplishments that make you particularly proud?
One of the big things that's happened over that will be a 12-year period of time has been the increasing availability of health care in Kentucky, and it's been primarily increased in availability because of nurse practitioners and other nurses who've taken on additional training. And you know, lots of people, when you're asked for your primary physician, now you write down a nurse practitioner. You know, I've had small bills, little bills that helped that, and been part of bigger bills that helped that.
You mentioned better access to health care. With that being said, Governor Beshear recently dropped the Medicaid work requirement. Former Governor Matt Bevin said, "We can't afford the expansion of Medicaid, and it enables people to stay on government assistance." What are your thoughts on that?
I think the bottom line is that there are a few people who are milking the system. I don't think there's any question about that, and we need to find them, isolate them, you know, put them back to work if that's the nature of their offense. But by and large, the Medicaid expansion has worked well in Kentucky. You know, we've added people who needed health care. Again, we need to be looking for people who are making the system work better for them than it should. But I think it's going to be okay what the governor's proposed to do.
Staying on health care, let's talk about your health. You underwent surgery last year for a brain tumor. How are you and what's the outlook?
Well, I'm doing fine. You know, I never was really sick. I just got I got a little faint teaching Sunday school class, so we went to the doctor. But anyway, I had the tumor removed. A lot of the medical people think that the tumor I had will probably come back.
Did that factor into your decision to retire?
Well, I think a little bit. You know, you always want to walk out of what you walked into. And we don't have term limits in Kentucky, as I'm sure you know. But a lot of people think that it would be a good idea, and I'm not necessarily saying I'm one of those, but it's okay to get new people in those chairs in Frankfort.
State Representative Wilson Stone is a Democrat from Scottsville who has served in the Kentucky General Assembly since 2009. Thank you for your time today.
Thank you.
For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry.